Good morning. It's January 14th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is The Blame Game. A person's own folly leads to their ruin, yet their heart rages against the Lord. Proverbs 19:3, NIV. I was 13 years old and my brother was 15. We were living in a rent house for 1 year in Chappaqua, New York. While my parents had grown up in that town, Dad was in the oil industry and my brother and I had lived in Pennsylvania and Texas as well, and the following year would find the family moving to Tulsa, Oklahoma, a true unknown for all of us. But in any event, my brother and I were playing ping pong in the basement playroom after school one day. There was a foot of snow on the ground and another storm just around the corner, with the bitter wind whipping up something fierce. Indoor entertainment was looking considerably more attractive than the outdoor options, even to two teenagers. Things got a little wild and violent, as they do with teens, even though it was only ping pong. In a tight game with emotions running high, when the ball rolled out of reach behind a marble tabletop which was stored leaning up against the wall, we scrambled on our hands and knees to retrieve it, and in the process, the heavy table was pushed away from the wall and then slowly lost its balance and crashed to the cement floor, fracturing in multiple places. Both of us knew immediately that the other one was responsible. This episode was remarkably similar to the one which took place in Tulsa a year later, wherein we were doing flips on my parents' king-size bed when my heel crashed through the wall. It was my brother's idea to move the painting down and to the left to cover the hole. That worked for, 30 seconds later that night when my father walked into the bedroom. In both cases, we were quick to point the finger at the other. Unfortunately, shifting blame is a common maneuver for all of us. When fighting with a spouse, you try to shift the blame to them. When a problem occurs at work, it was the previous shift's responsibility. When your assignment isn't completed on time, there were extenuating circumstances. And the real fault lay not in your procrastination, but the difficulty of the assignment, or your malfunctioning computer. These are all mere variations of, quote, the dog ate my homework, unquote. People are not very good at accepting blame. They don't want to suffer the consequences for whatever went wrong, including feeling bad about themselves. So they blame someone or something else. Humans have had many eons to perfect what began in the garden. After God caught Adam eating of the forbidden fruit, he immediately claimed it was the woman God had given him who was responsible, implicating God as well as the giver of this faulty gift. When he turned to Eve, she pointed at the serpent who had deceived her, Genesis 3:12-13. Everybody has an excuse and rationalization for sin, and shifting blame is one of the common modalities for attempting this. This shifting, by necessity, involves judging the other guilty. And it doesn't have to be another person. When things go wrong, who do we get mad at? God. We go right to the top and blame God. How could he let this happen? Even though we made the bad investment, ignored the speed limit, blew past our credit limit, or ignored our children. We Christians are commanded specifically not to judge others, lest we be judged by the same faulty standard, Matthew 7:1-5. Take responsibility, and where necessary, ask the Lord's forgiveness, as well as the forgiveness of any you may have injured. It only hurts briefly, whereas shirking responsibility damages your character forever. Lord, help me to accept responsibility for my own actions and resist the temptation to shift blame. Remind me to forgive myself, recognizing that you forgave me even before my error. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.